This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everybody. Let's see what Paul Skeens has for an encore. His first start of 2025 on what not just Pittsburghers and Pirates fans are saying will be a season for the ages. That's what the baseball gurus are saying as well. All the experts, all the analysts in the know are predicting that Skeens will win the 2025 Cy Young Award and will be one of the great players in all of baseball this year. We'll put on a show reminiscent of what he did last year when he was picked to start the All-Star game, even though he did not begin the season in Pittsburgh. So first opening day start of what will be, I won't say many, I will say a few in a Pirates uniform, because there's no way in hell he'll sign an extension here. But that's really not a discussion point or issue for today, I don't think. Malzy, good to see you again.
Hi, Pony. How are you feeling?
I'm much better. Donnie, hello?
Feels like a disjointed week for us, all over the place.
I mean, my head is
this is like our
first pounding. So it already feels disjointed for that reason.
Well, pounding why? Because we're talking baseball?
Sinus cold, Pony. We won't have, a full show together other than...
All week.
Yeah.
You guys don't have me tomorrow. I'm in for Joe.
And Pom.
What's Joe doing to miss opening day?
What's your guess?
I was kind of asking rhetorically.
And surprised the bosses cleared that. Kind of thought opening day was blocked off as a must-work day.
You think he'd get away with this in Cincinnati where it's a holiday?
No. What if the Pirates were slated? Isn't that kind of a subtle own by us that the Pirates aren't ticketed for big things? I mean, if they were predicted or projected to win the division or compete this year, if this were 2015, do you think the suits here would have allowed for Joe to take opening day off?
He wasn't into golf in 2015.
That's true.
I'm saying if we were...
I know what you mean, Pony. I think it might have been a tougher ask, but they just kind of sent him on his way.
I think it's a subtle own on our part that the bar is rather low for the Pirates for this season. Look, here's the thing I want to know from fans to start. I'm going to make the first couple segments here because we're only on until 3. That's when Zangrilli takes over with the leadoff show. I want to make the first couple of segments about you, the Pirates fan out there. I'm going to ask a question of you guys because I really want to know the answer. We obviously have what I would call a Pirates dichotomy shaping up here. We have a Pirates dichotomy.
Such a dichotomy.
To start the year. On one hand, we have Skeens, and on the other hand, we have the rest of the Pirates. We have two things playing tug of war with each other. We have the Pirates being a franchise that has 7 winning seasons in the last 40 years, 7 winning seasons, and we have the great pitcher, the best pitcher, the most exciting, promising, electric pitcher in baseball. And we get to watch him for the first time since last September today. And so you have these things contrasting against each other. You want to watch Paul Skeens pitch, but you're also ticked off at the organization or down on the organization. So my question is, will people show up for Paul Skeens every start? What is a more powerful force for fans? Is it, yeah, the team's not good, but this is our guy. We still have Sidney Crosby in this town who is a point away from setting an all-time record in hockey. So I'm not going to say Paul Skeens has passed him up as the best athlete in this city, but he's pretty damn close already. And people love fresh. People love new. People love trying out new things. People love being the first to something or seeing something at the basement floor. So you have Skeens ballpark it, give or take, 30 times a year. 30 times you get to watch the best person at his job perform. But then that leaves another 130 games where I think people are just peeved off and hacked off. And do they deprive themselves of Paul Skeens because of their overall disdain for the Pirates?
Are you talking about going to the game?
I'm talking about paying attention to.
People will watch the games on TV. If you're asking the question of, will Paul Skeens' starts just uniformly be major attendance wins for them? I think they'll always do a little better than other starts. I think there will be plenty of sellouts when he's pitching because there will be summertime games where he's going against another big starter on the weekend, and that'll be a big item.
Chris, but I'm talking about the people who call into our show and text them, into our show and say, I haven't watched the Pirates since 2015. I haven't cared about the Pirates since they traded Gerrit Cole. Okay. People that say those things, do they put that on the back burner because they don't want to deprive themselves
probably watch the scheme
of watch that? So you're saying yes, they will.
Because I think people always understand greatness and they want to see greatness. And it probably, if anything, will just heighten their case of their anger towards the team.
But
overall,
the greatness isn't, I don't think it will. Maybe you do. I don't think the greatness translates into team success this year.
No, it'll heighten their anger at the team overall.
So they'll watch it just to get more mad at themselves. They'll sit there and they'll hate watch and they won't even get excited.
Wait, you don't think people actually do that?
So you think people will sit there for and watch Skeens today for 2 hours after every strikeout?
You don't
like,
think people hate
SOB
watch pro?
Over here.
You don't think people hate listen to us? You don't think like that the idea of hate watching or I love this guy but it makes me hate what the rest of the team is exists? I think that's a very real thing. I think that's a completely normal phenomenon that happens. People know that like they love Paul Skeens. He carries himself well. Like he represents the city well and he's great. They're gonna want to watch that. But it only will embolden them to get more fired up about the things they don't like.
I'm talking more about the entertainment quotient of watching him play and being able to separate that from the rest of the team's malaise.
I'm able to because I think he's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame if he doesn't
get hurt.
Right,
and that's why I want to watch and care about him regardless of what else is going on with the Pirates because, yes, we know it'll be fleeting. We know it won't be forever and it won't be long term. But I'm going to enjoy the guy while he's here because if you're just a fan of sports and baseball, period, how can you not want to watch the guy?
I do.
Right. So you're saying that this is not even a good question because you think just everyone does that?
No, I'm not speaking for everybody here. I'm just saying you're asking the question. I'm answering it for myself. I'll watch him and I'll be very invested in his starts because I think he's that great. I think a lot of people...
And you think
people...
that goes the whole season? You think if they're like...
I'll
you know,
make it a point to watch his starts. At any point in time when he takes the mound, he can throw a no-hitter or a perfect game.
Correct.
Not many guys you can say
that
about in
baseball.
Well,
that's if they let him go that long and they let him pitch that deep into games because we just saw, actually, the replay's on right now when they played Milwaukee earlier this year and Shelton had to tell him no, you're out.
If he has a perfect game going, he'd have to have thrown 200 pitches through 8 innings for them to pull him.
I'm not sure about that.
Probably would. Okay, what's the magic number, Pony? 8 innings, he's thrown
112
pitches.
Who knows? They got to ask their 900 analytics people what the magic number is. I don't know.
This regime did not do 10,000 simulations, so we don't have a great
ballpark. No, but this regime did take Jared Jones out after 5 innings just because they had it in their head before the game started that they were going to do that, and the guy looked like he was Dwight Gooden that day and Nolan Ryan. So who knows what goes... I don't know if they don't prioritize those types of symbolic, meaningful baseball achievements like they did 10 or 15 years ago.
Does anybody in baseball?
No, I'm not even saying that it's a Pirates problem. I'm just saying... Like the scepter of him throwing a no-hitter or a perfect game every start. Yeah, maybe through X amount of pitches that they had him pegged to throw that day. If they've got him down for 110 and he's through six and he's there after seven innings and he hasn't given up a hit, he's done.
The point I guess I'm making is I will be invested in his starts because your original question was even late in the season. The answer is yes, because he could throw something spectacular out there any given day. You just put the Maloik on him, but he's Maloik proof. You said he was going to strike out 20 today because you liked the tie he was wearing.
Yes, it was a nice skull and crossbones tie, which goes to show you he's still pro Pirates. Even in his formal attire for the game, he's still rocking Pirates.
What if he just likes Pirates broadly speaking, not the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Well, then maybe that. So he has such a love affair with just Pirates, and their mentality,
Marauders of the Sea,
that he's, he wants to always be affiliated with the Pirates brand and will stay here for much longer than the 6 years.
He's going to actually put an R in his last name, so you can go Paul Screens or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I think of Donnie. Like, Donnie, do you still have YouTube TV?
Yes.
Right. So you won't even be able to watch all of Paul Skeens' starts. No, it's on it now?
Nope. Donnie, well, I'll let him say it.
I had to download the Sportsnet Pittsburgh app separately.
Okay, so there you go. So that's actually proof of what I'm talking about. If they didn't have Paul Skeens, would you have done that?
Well, kind of calls for it with the job, but he's a big part of it. The dude is must-watch television, but he can only take them so far. We even saw last season that... I don't want to call it a novelty because I feel like that's almost like degrading to how great of a player he is. But we saw what happened once the team was getting bashed in August and September. We saw fewer people going to his starts. We saw fewer people watching his starts and fewer people were listening.
So
to
you
his
think
starts.
There's even a law of diminishing Paul Skeens returns is what you're saying here.
I think there's only so much that Paul Skeens can do.
He's just
a
man.
I wanted to start with this because if you guys can find a better way to talk about the Pirates, I'm all ears. Do you guys have better suggestions? I mean, do we do the how many games are they going to win? Everyone's going to line up and say the same exact thing. They're going to win 74, 75, 76 games. Do we line
somebody
up and talk about the economics of baseball? We've done that a million times on this station. So, excuse me here, year 16 of talking Pirates. It ain't easy, even on opening day when hope is supposed to spring eternal. So I'm trying to come up with something that's not out of the box per se, but we've got, as you guys have called them, the golden goose of baseball. So how far does it get them? Are people locked in and invested in the Pirates because of Skeens or not? And maybe I'll put out the number 412-928-9370. And as it often happens with the Pirates, we'll get Chuck in Uniontown to call in, maybe Dave in Delmont, maybe a pissed off Greg in Youngstown, and that'll be it. I'd like there to be more interest. I'd like for people to say, you know what? Paul Skeens, for 2 hours, once every fifth day, I'm going to be either glued to my TV or glued to my radio to see what this guy is doing. Or maybe people are more optimistic than that and will say something like, you know what, in Skeens I trust, I think the team will be good this year. I don't know. I said that this segment was supposed to be about the people because I'm genuinely curious how interested people are in this Pirates season because of Skeens. I can tell you they're not interested because of Tommy Pham. He's not moving the meter at all. What else did they do to get people interested this year?
Well, how could you
Spencer
leave out,
Horwitz?
How could you leave out Adam Frazier?
Thank you. So this is all I've got.
What about the big tree, Jared Triolo?
They have fried chipped ham now at the ballpark too, or whatever that is.
The pierogi hush puppy thing, or whatever it was.
412-928-9370. Your thoughts on the 2025 Pirates?
Home team, a new Pirate generation, everybody shout, let's go Pirates!
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Paul Skeens, the wind, the pitch. He struck him out with 102! He decides to wait to the end for his fastest pitch of the day. The incredible Paul Skeens marches off into the dugout to a standing ovation.
Never seen anybody like him here in Pittsburgh. Both ESPN and The Athletic are picking Paul Skeens to win the NL Cy Young Award. Pirates, however, looked at as a cellar dweller in The Athletic's baseball preview, picked to go 69-93. If that happens, Shelton's gone, Charrington's gone, and we start another rebuilding cycle.
Will they feel an urgency to win if they go 69-93? Will you hear about how badly they want to win from the owner's box on down if they go 69-93?
John Parrotto painted a very bleak picture on that today.
It's fair to say it because they're the ones who put it out there into the ether.
He said the Pirates don't want to win. They don't care. Pirates fans feel that way. But are Pirates fans so upset, so frustrated, so disappointed with the offseason that they'll boycott Paul Skeens this year? That is the question. 412-928-9370. I'm not pleased with their offseason, but I will be there for every Skeens start, either in person or watching from home, including 4 o'clock today when he kicks off his season, because I think it'll be a magical one. Calls on this. A lot of people want to chat, starting with Mark in Brentwood. Hello, Mark.
Gentlemen, do you know why I don't go to the strip club on a weekday? Because I don't want to see the everyday average talent that is uninteresting. But I'll go on a Friday and Saturday because I want to see the Alexis Texas and Bree Olsons of the world. And it's the same way with the Pirates. I don't care about any game. I want to see Paul Skeens. I want to be entertained like he's Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
Thank you, Mark. We're off to a hot start here. Did you get the references? I have to admit, I did.
Chris and I had this conversation the other day. You can act all you want like you don't know the names that get said. You normally do.
I mean, I'm waiting for a YouTube reel that says Alexis Texas was just different in all caps, and it's got the snorting emojis again.
First caller compares Paul Skeens to Alexis Texas. Where else are you going to get that in sports talk radio? Here's Roger in Mars. Hello, Roger.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man.
So, first of all, I think the Pirates are not going to win 74, 75, or 76 games. I think they're going to win in the low 60s. This team is worse than last year. They're worse without Jones. They're worse at first base. They did nothing. So, that's my first prediction. The second thing is, as it relates to Skeens, you know, when I was growing up, the Detroit Lions were horrible. Wayne Fonts was one of the worst teams. I mean, coaches in the league, they were one of the worst teams in the league. But guess who was worth watching? Barry, right?
Yep.
Going for 2,000.
Retiring early because he hated the franchise so much.
Maybe you talk about Danny Marino going for like a most touchdowns in a single season on an otherwise team that wasn't that good, you know, after their heyday. That's all we have here. That's the only reason to watch Skeens. He is a rose in a pile of horse manure, and I will follow him because he's phenomenal, and we're very lucky to have him for however short period we do. But he's Barry Sanders on a Wayne Fonts-led team. There's nothing else. These guys are the Washington Generals, and that's all they are. I'll go down and drink my icy light mango and go for a few games because it's a fabulous experience, but that's all they are. They're the Wayne Fonts Lions to me.
Thank you, Roger. So it's like watching Barry Sanders on the Lions. That's Paul Skeens with the Pirates. And both callers have expressed their disdain with the team, but they won't take it out on Paul Skeens, which is kind of what you predicted. I don't know if you expected this kind of colorful analogies being made, but they both work for me so far. Not disappointing. Coming out of the woodwork
YouTube
on opening day, our calls.
Something Berg Feelers. I can't say the beginning. But he probably is aware of Alexis Texas, says, tell Mueller to quit being so damn grumpy. I'm not being grumpy.
You said you had a cold.
I do feel kind of down in the dumps because this team could have done more, could have been more, but did not seem to want to be. Like, I think you can ask this. We're going to get off train here for a second. I think it's a question that's existential to baseball. There's 30 teams. You could probably ask 23 or 24 of them this simple question. Are you a baseball team or are you a business? And people know what I mean by that. Every one of these teams, yes, is a business, but are you a baseball team or are you a business?
I think you put that in an article that's going to be up on 93.7thefan.com, did you not?
I took that line out.
Oh. So you thought it was suitable for air, but it wasn't suitable for website?
Well, some of these things live a lot longer in print media.
Oh, so you think if you say it here, it'll get lost to
It vanishes in the ether, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Well, boys, are you ready?
I got to get my Google document ready. Are we actually going to hold to this year?
Yes, as long as you guys don't make a mockery of it.
We didn't make a mockery
of it. Baseball, we didn't.
We never
did. Football, maybe. Maybe there was football some tomfoolery going on.
There were shenanigans galore.
Yes, football of mockery was made. Baseball, we were down the middle, baby.
Yeah, I can't remember a time last season when we had some funny business going on with the baseball.
I believe
if you guys make a promise to me that there's going to be no funny business in Bucko Auction House 2025, then we can make it a regular occurrence, but...
Unbelievable how he tries
cynicism.
It worked out for me the first time, so I can't complain.
Unbelievable how he tries to craft a narrative that there's funny business. All I don't even remember who would have won last year. I'd have to go look.
Because we probably gave up on it because you guys
like
made fun
of
it.
The season.
Here's how it works. A category gets put out there, a player category, stat category. Team categories come up too. We bid on them like it's an auction, and... whoever gets the winning bid, if they go over or under the set number, that person gets a point. So, for example, let's say last year the category was Joey Bart home runs. If the winning bid was 10, then that person would have gotten a point because Joey Bart hit 13 home runs. If we did Paul Skeens ERA and the winning bid was
under
2.5, then... That person would have won because he had an ERA under 2.
If it was Henry Davis batting average of .245, the idiot who said above that would have lost and considered never talking about sports again.
You ready to play, Don?
I still don't think this is an auction house so much as it is an old-timey saloon. And
had the engineer from Miami calling me there. Had to give him the number of the
All right, let's start with the big one. Paul Skeens, strikeouts. I'll go 150 to start.
I'll go 200.
Damn. 205.
210.
215.
220.
220 strikeouts to Don. Paul Skeens. Going once. Going twice. Sold. 220 strikeouts.
I mean, I got the guy winning the Cy Young. I feel pretty good about that number.
I got him striking out 20 today, so I probably should have pushed on that
a
little
bit.
I just was looking at the one that you still have to factor in, like, does he get scratched from a start here or there for a random reason?
Does he get coddled?
Does he get coddled a little? He threw 133 innings last year and struck out 170. I thought 220, actually. That's why I kind of jumped it up there quickly, because I felt like where Donnie got it is probably closer to a correct answer than not.
David Bednar saves in 2025. I'll open the bidding at 5.
Ugh.
5 to me going once. 5 to
6.
Me. Go. I'll go 10. David Bednar saves in 2025. 10 to me going once. Going twice. Sold. You bought him. 10 saves.
I don't know if he is going to be their closer by Easter. Actually, I know he will be because Derek Shelton will be sitting there like a sloth not making a move even if he's getting lit up like a Christmas tree.
And we won't hear Derek Shelton on the Pop and Joe show anymore, which is a depressing development. I liked when Joe would put Shelty on the old broiler.
Would he broil him?
Put him on that barbecue grill, my friends.
Oh, especially that last month.
Those were interesting.
O'Neill Cruz homers.
So you
in
got him. At, you got Bednar at 10. Okay.
O'Neill Cruz homers. I'll go 15.
16.
17.
18.
19.
20.
21.
22.
23.
24. 24. O'Neill Cruz home runs to me, 24 going once. Going twice.
25.
26. O'Neill Cruz homers, 26 to me.
I'll go 27.
O'Neill Cruz homers, 27 to Don. Going once. Going twice. Sold, you bought him.
Yeah, I think you can kind of gather. I might just try to be the old guy who channels Rush. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice.
All right, so Don's got to get 27 home runs for O'Neill Cruz this year to get a point.
No, he's got to get 28.
I get 28.
You always have to get one over the number. You push. You don't take a point away if they land right on the number. So if Bednar saves 10 games, it's just washed out for you.
Okay.
That's always how this has worked.
Got it. He's got to get at least that number. Okay, Pirates wins in 2025.
55.
65.
66.
70.
71.
72.
Well, I know you're already going into a pain zone right here. Donnie, care to participate?
73.
Okay.
73 to Big Don. 73 Pirates wins to Donnie. Going once. Going twice. Sold.
You bought him. 73 wins, Don.
Where's Slam Tana when I need him?
Yeah, where is Carlos Santana these days?
Cleveland.
I was going to say, is he back with the Guardians?
Where he started.
Still the ultimate ringer for me. Like, he is the guy that I indirectly have to thank for getting to see the Paul Skeens debut up close and personal. The walk-off home run he had to finish the first half of the season in 23.
Oh,
that was back when Bucko Auction House really meant something.
Oh.
Oh, you're suggesting that this is zombie Bucko Auction House here?
Kids today forget how good Bucko Auction House was.
Put away your gavels. Bucko Auction House is really just a dead man.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's time to talk to Pittsburgh Post-Gazette sports columnist and evening host on our station, Jason Mackey, a.k.a. Mr. Golden Sun. Muzzy, have Lennox or Ace learned that song yet?
Oh, Mr. Sun, Mr. Golden Sun.
Oh, Mr. Sun, Mr. Golden Sun. That's Jason Mackey. What a ray of sunshine on the Buccos. 85 wins, says Jason Mackey, even though Jared Jones won't pitch until the 4th of July. He's got Spencer Horwitz hitting 25 bombs and Tommy Pham hitting 330. Oh, Mr. Sun, Mr. Golden Sun, read Jason Mackey on PG.com. Hello, Jason.
You are so full of crap, you know that?
Did you say 85 wins? Did you say 85?
I said 84. I said 84.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I take it all back.
Hang on. Let's throw a little math together, Andrew. I was on the Sunday Sport Showdown with you, and you said they would go over 500.
No, I changed my mind.
Which puts them at 82
wins.
Changed
your mind from over 500 to 20 games under?
I said yes.
How
really?
Because I, unlike you guys, went in depth. I was down there.
Why did you say on the Sports Showdown after going down there that you?
It was before I was down there.
Oh, really?
Uh huh.
Oh, so what changed after because you went in depth?
You go in depth, you learn more. That's the whole point of going in depth.
Yeah. What was the most in depth thing you learned?
I went very in depth.
You didn't answer my question. What's the most in-depth thing you learned that made you feel so much more negative?
Very concerned about lineup. Extremely concerned.
Wow, you needed to go down there to find that
yes.
out. What, do you yep. have your magnifying glass out? Do you have the forensic investigation yes. kit out with you?
Also, I came to the conclusion starting pitching staff overrated.
Jason, feel free to jump in okay. any time here. I'm just feeling charitable and trying
Where
to...
Where are you right now, Jason?
Trying to help you here.
I'm on the field. I'm actually in the Pirates dugout at the moment. See, I'm actually down here, Andrew. I should go look under things and see if there's a concern over lineup. I don't see
well,
it at the moment.
They've got Tommy Pham hitting leadoff, and his OPS last year was worse than Connor Joe and Rowdy Tellez, so maybe they should.
It's going to change. It'll change tomorrow. It'll change on Saturday. It'll change on Sunday. We know nothing is permanent with the Pirates lineup.
Hold on a second. You don't think Tommy Pham is their everyday left fielder? You think this is like a temporary thing?
Yeah, I think they're going to platoon him.
With
I think
who?
He's going to platoon with Jack Suwinski.
So why isn't Suwinski in the lineup right now? It's a righty on the mound. You should play the lefty against a righty, no?
No, I get that. It surprised me a little bit, too. But I think it's a veteran. You're paying him $4 million.
Oh, my God. If that's why they're doing it, then you should fire the manager right now. A veteran tip of the cap. Are you kidding me? Against the Cy Young Award winner. We're giving veteran tips of the cap already. Screw that, man. Seriously. Screw that. I'm not kidding. That's one of the. If that's true, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my entire life. This Tommy.
And he works with me, Jason. So think about that.
We're not talking about giving Andrew McCutchen a ceremonial opening day start. You're doing it for Tommy Pham. He's been here for 5 minutes.
I mean, I can't come up with another reason why you wouldn't platoon him. I mean, you got a righty on the mound. I'd put the lefty in the lineup. I understand where you're coming from, but I mean, he's a veteran. He's been around. He's on a $4 million a year contract. I think they're giving him the benefit of the doubt. It's a 162 game season.
Jason,
I don't know,
do you know
if we live
what's
or die
sad about all that?
Like that, but so be it.
Jason, what's sad is if it were 1993 and a guy was on a $4 million a year contract, I would understand saying we paid him all this money. We've got to make sure we try to get the most out of investment. What is the average major leaguer salary right now? It's got to be in the twos or threes.
It's around that. You know, it's not a – yeah, I mean, for most other teams, that's not an exorbitant cost. I mean, it's all, I don't know where he ranks on the Pirates in terms of highest-paid players, but, you know, it's closer to the top than the bottom. No. That's for sure. I just felt my phone buzz. I'm sure Andrew just tweeted something.
No, I didn't yet.
Am I right?
I'll get to that. No, I haven't, but I just got to figure out the best way to word it. All right, so give me another reason why you think they're going to win 84 games. Actually, you haven't given me a good one yet, so we'll start. Why do you think they're going to win 84?
I don't think the pitching staff is overrated, Andrew. I think it's actually going to be pretty good. I think the bullpen is much better. I think they had the fourth worst ERA in baseball last year. I think it's a much better group than that.
I agree with that.
And I think there's actually a way to get a little bit more offense. This group is not that far away from being a middle of the road offense. It can be
what?
17th.
What do they need to have? Yeah. What do they need to have happen to become a middle of the road offense, in your opinion?
Keep Brian Hayes stay healthy.
I could also try to climb Everest myself without oxygen, but that is about the same chance of happening as Keep Brian staying healthy.
I know. O'Neill Cruz was about a 3-WAR player last year. I could see that number going up. I really could.
So could I.
Full season of Joey Bart. That's about it.
Give me the good starting pitchers they have right now who are on the team, not in the minor leagues. Give me good starting pitchers on the roster right now. Skeens, amazing. Who else?
I think Heaney's going to be better than he was in spring. Okay. I think Mitch Keller is a good starting pitcher. I think you're going to see young guys come up here and contribute. I don't think it's going to be terribly long before Bubba's up here. I don't think it's going to be terribly long before Thomas Harrington is up here.
I'm not saying
95 wins. I'm saying that I think one interesting thing I found about their offense, guys, their runs, like if you give them, I think they needed like 40 or something more runs, something like that. Like a run and a half more per week, they would have ranked 16th in runs scored last year. It's not that much. If you can get health, if you can get Jack Sawinski to give them a little bit more, some collective offense, a full season of Joey Bart, like I said, O'Neill.
Well, right, but that's like when guys used to say in the day, if I get one more hit a week, I'd go from a 250 hitter to a 300 hitter. It ain't that easy, Jason. You played baseball at a high level.
I don't know if I'd call it a high level, but yeah, a higher level. I understand that.
Do you think David Bednar will be good?
Offense. I'm not sure. I don't know if he's going to close today. I asked Derek Shelton about that before the game. I found that interesting.
Pony almost.
Where was that text to me 10 minutes ago before Bucko Auction House?
Pony just.
I just picked him to get 10 saves this year, Jason.
Not sure that's going to happen.
I don't know. I asked him who's going to close games tonight, and he said, I have a better idea of that than you. I guess we'll all find out in a little bit.
Oh, that's reassuring.
That doesn't sound like Bednar. If it's Bednar, doesn't he? I think he just comes out and says it's David
Bednar. I know, he just says Bednar. I agree with you.
Jason, is Henry Davis going to do anything significant for the Major League club this year?
I worry. I worry about that. I don't know what his pathway is to playing time, Chris. I mean, I think Joey Bart's pretty good behind the plate. I'm going to play him more games than not. I wouldn't put him in right field.
In a perfect world, he would start raking to such an overwhelming degree that you would just say screw it and make him your DH. As much as
what do you do with McCutcheon?
Okay, tough. Sorry. But he's making $5 million a year, so my God, I'm surprised he's not playing two positions at once.
Chris, I wonder if he starts raking in AAA if they don't try to explore a trade just because there's not a pathway. I don't know that. I'm not saying that based on like somebody's told me that.
Can I tweet that?
I don't see a clear path. No. I mean, you can do it to your Twitter account. You can do whatever you want. Just I ask that you provide full context of what I'm saying. That's all.
Oh, you're right. Saying because Twitter is such a great context website. It's just so good for context.
They give us
so many characters that I just need to say the full context of every single thing that gets put out there. Because no one at the Post-Gazette has ever put a quote out there, and, you know, there's never been any issue with context there with your guys. My bad. I apologize.
Wow. Am I wrong about that?
No, okay. You're right. I
you know
get
who
it.
Always includes context in their reporting? Cody Duncan.
what, have,
What have you guys been eating or drinking this afternoon?
Cody Duncan made a very bad error a couple days ago. He earned
what, logging on to Twitter?
Yeah, very good. He earned the, as you probably know, Jason, Pony infuriates people by tweeting the things he tweets, and then he never responds to anybody. Cody was the unlucky recipient of this year's Pony Clapback in 2025, and it was a vicious one.
And he got dunked on harder than Shaq on Sean Bradley.
It was like when Vince Carter went over that French guy in the Olympics and just basically ended his career.
Jason, enjoy Miami. We'll talk to you when we get back. Maybe we can finally go out to dinner together because you owe me one. Goodbye.
The offer's on the table. Later, guys. Go.